Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Money Puzzle: A Family Guide to Putting the Financial Pieces in Place by Austin Shaviron. Is a personal finance book aimed at families and individuals who want a clearer method for organizing money, reducing financial confusion, and building wealth with more intention. Its genre is practical financial literacy rather than technical investing, and its purpose is to translate common money problems into a sequence of manageable decisions. Based on available descriptions and endorsements, the book centers on a step-by-step system for capturing income, directing dollars quickly, protecting financial priorities, and developing the habits of an intentional wealth builder. Shaviron positions money management not only as a set of tasks, but as an identity shift, where daily decisions reflect a long-term view of security and net worth. The book appears designed for readers who may feel overwhelmed by budgeting, investing, or family financial planning and want a simple framework that can be applied without advanced financial knowledge. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, routing every dollar before it disappears into routine spending. A central idea in the money puzzle is that income should not remain vague once it arrives. The book emphasizes capturing every dollar earned and routing it to a clear destination within a short time. This approach matters because many household money problems begin not with a lack of income, but with weak assignment. When paychecks enter a general account without a defined purpose, spending decisions compete in real time against savings, debt reduction, protection, and investment. Shaviron's framework treats each dollar as part of a broader financial design rather than as available cash waiting to be used. The practical value is behavioral as much as mathematical. By deciding in advance where money belongs, families reduce the number of emotional or reactive choices they make during the month. This does not require complex financial engineering. Its strength is that it forces visibility income, expenses, savings, and future building activities become connected parts of one system. The book therefore reframes budgeting from restriction into allocation, where the household is not simply trying to spend less, but is actively giving financial direction to income as soon as possible. Secondly, turning family finance from scattered decisions into a coordinated system. The subtitle signals one of the book's main differentiators. It treats financial life as a puzzle made of interdependent pieces. Family money decisions rarely occur in isolation. A housing choice affects savings capacity, insurance needs affect risk exposure, debt payments affect investment timing, and income growth affects long-term planning. The money puzzle appears to organize these moving parts into a framework that helps readers see how each decision fits into the overall picture. This matters because many personal finance books focus heavily on one domain, such as budgeting, investing, debt, or mindset. Shaviron's family-oriented approach is broader and more practical for households that need coordination before optimization. The value is not only in knowing what to do, but in understanding sequence and alignment. For example, a family may not be ready for aggressive investing if cash flow is disorganized or core protections are missing. Likewise, income growth may not translate into wealth if allocation habits remain weak. By presenting finance as connected pieces, the book encourages readers to evaluate trade-offs and dependencies rather than chase isolated tactics that may look sensible on their own but fail as part of a complete plan. Thirdly, making financial identity part of everyday household behavior. The book gives notable attention to identity, describing money management as something that becomes part of who the reader is rather than merely something the reader does. In personal finance, this distinction is important because systems often fail when they depend only on short bursts of discipline. A person may build a budget, cancel subscriptions, or open an investment account, yet return to old habits if those actions do not connect to a stable self-concept. Shaviron's emphasis on becoming an intentional wealth builder suggests that the book tries to anchor financial behavior in repeated identity-based choices. The practical implication is that readers are encouraged to see saving, routing income, protecting assets, and investing not as occasional corrections, but as normal expressions of their financial role within the family. This approach can be useful for households that have treated money as a source of stress or avoidance. Instead of framing finance as punishment for past mistakes, the book links consistent action to a future-oriented identity. The risk of identity language is that it can become vague, but within this book, it is tied to concrete routines, especially allocation, planning, and purposeful wealth building. Fourthly, protecting what matters before pursuing higher growth. Available descriptions and endorsements indicate that the money puzzle includes the theme of protecting what matters most. This is a significant part of any family financial framework because wealth building is not only about increasing assets, it is also about preventing avoidable setbacks from undoing progress. For families, protection can include practical areas such as emergency reserves, appropriate insurance, clear planning, and awareness of financial vulnerability. The book does not appear to present itself as a specialized legal or insurance manual, so the key contribution is likely its placement of protection inside a broader money system. This sequencing is important. Many readers are drawn first to growth topics because investing and income expansion feel more exciting. But fragile finances can collapse under an unexpected expense, job disruption, medical issue, or household emergency. By including protection as one of the puzzle pieces, Chaviron encourages readers to build stability alongside ambition. The reasoning is straightforward: a financial plan should help a family advance while also reducing the chance that one event forces them back into chaos. In this way, the book balances wealth creation with resilience, making it more applicable to real households than advice focused only on returns. Lastly, building net worth through simple actions rather than financial complexity. The Money Puzzle is positioned as a clear and practical guide rather than a dense investment theory book. Its promise centers on moving from financial chaos to measurable progress by using simple, repeatable actions. That focus is important because many families delay wealth building because financial topics feel too technical, or because they assume progress requires sophisticated strategies. And Chaviron's approach appears to emphasize the opposite. Net worth begins improving when income is captured, spending is directed, protection is addressed, and growth decisions are made intentionally. The book therefore treats clarity as a wealth-building tool. A family that understands where money goes and why can make better decisions even before income rises substantially. This does not mean the book replaces deeper education about tax planning, retirement accounts, investment selection, or estate planning. Its likely value is foundational. It gives readers a practical starting architecture so that advanced decisions have a place to fit later. Compared with books that focus mainly on market mechanics or frugality tactics, The Money Puzzle stands out by stressing implementation. It is less about mastering every technical detail and more about creating a household system that can turn ordinary income into visible financial progress. In conclusion, The Money Puzzle is best suited for families, couples, and individuals who want a practical starting point for organizing their financial lives. Readers who already have advanced knowledge of investing, tax strategy, or estate planning may find it more foundational than technical, but that is also its main usefulness. The book is designed for people who need clarity, sequence, and habit formation before they need sophisticated optimization. Its practical benefit is the way it links income routing, family priorities, protection, and net worth building into one accessible system. Its intellectual benefit is the reframing of money management as an identity and structure problem, not only a math problem. That framing helps explain why some households with reasonable income still feel financially chaotic, while others make visible progress through consistent allocation and decision rules. Compared with many personal finance books, it stands out by combining family-centered language with a strong implementation focus. It does not appear to rely on novelty for its own sake or on highly technical financial concepts. Instead, its distinct position is as a usable framework for putting scattered financial pieces in order. Readers seeking a clear, action-oriented guide to household financial control are likely to benefit most from it. If you would like to support Austin Chaviron, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.